You mean to tell me that he only served 3 years out of his 10 years' time, and he had that many enemies? Well, he just made a terrible mistake. Well, because we're all listening to Dungenetics. Land. This will conclude our time at Hidden Harbor. As you see, stuff's about to get really complicated. I will say this. I'm proud of the wizard.
And the god of death.
Well, let's go check in with Isan.
Yeah, find out what he knows about the crates, if he actually knew the wiring.
Yeah, how he put us into this predicament in the first place.
Can I hold him down, beat him?
You see, Isan, he looks at you, he goes, there's quite a stir on the docks last night. What's going on?
What the fuck's your problem? Send us up there, vampires!
Vampires?
That's one of your stupid crates.
Well, the other ones were gold. I didn't know these.
No.
I did find gold in some of the crates.
Yeah, three of those were vampires with gold in them.
Interesting.
Not cool for business.
Has the problem been dealt with?
As far as we know,
of course.
Yeah.
We don't leave anything not dealt with, don't we?
Excellent. You also found there's a gold dragon comb with red garnet eyes.
Okay.
It's like
if anyone wants to write that down.
Got it.
One of you should detect magic on it.
Brian, detect magic.
He's like, you did a great service for the town yet again. He motions to Craig. Craig pulls open a little box in the side. And hands each one of you a bag.
Gold.
150 gold pieces in each.
Sweet.
Take my bag. Just chuck it right in his face. I'm serious.
You're not taking it?
No, I'm not taking it. Is your blood money?
I'm taking it.
There's a real problem now. Because
so how
now
much
there's
was
this
it?
Club that 40% of the entire populace of the harbor used to go to, and now it has no ownership.
We're taking over.
Jay's like, I can fix that.
I don't want you to fix it.
Let me run it.
You want to run it?
I'll take it. Keep the gold pieces. We can use it to spruce up the bar and fix it after we tore it apart.
He's like, give me 15% and it's yours.
Sold to the man in the black hat.
Oh my god, Mark.
Trust me, there's a plan.
I know.
So I take your gold
too.
There's
no plan.
That's fine.
It's like 875.
All right, what is your agenda now? You'll tackle Brian's problem tomorrow?
Yep.
I think Brian should also make us potions.
You should let me hold
and write an apology letter for being a douche.
I would like to write apology letters and put up hero signs around the town with Mark and Hutzel's faces on it.
All right, so this...
That's fair.
How many potions are you going to make, Brian?
You saved...
Enough for
now,
everybody.
Now the hero, Mark, now has a job other than being an enforcer. Now he runs a bar.
I do.
And he's a hero. Town hero.
He's a town hero. I always wanted to own a bar.
I make potions for everybody.
You make two
the next day, you stay at home.
Oh, I gathered the pieces of my broken sword. I'm hoping my forge master can help me with it.
That
was sneaky.
You can gather.
Pieces of my broken sword.
It's not going to happen, but you can take it with you.
Oh, I'm taking it with me. I'm never letting it go. I don't care if it's garbage or not.
Build a
one day, I will find someone who
it'll
can...
It'll be like that sword in
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. That's in that statue. And fucking Hutzel's home.
Broken the pieces.
He's like, one day... The Dwarven Smiths will refashion this for me. All right, the next day, Mark is checking out his bar.
Do I get, like, a stipend? Like, does I get, like, gold pieces accumulate?
Technically, yeah. Once you can get profit off of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, Mark is at his bar checking it out.
Method to my madness.
The constable's checking in with his two deputies that run the jail when he's not there.
Oh, gosh.
What happened to those eight people?
Who
cares? Left them at his bar, right?
They're dead.
No, they're not dead.
They're not dead.
They're fine now because we killed all the...
They're resting.
Yeah, true.
Eason offered them jobs working in the mines.
How magnanimous of him. I just got saved from vampires. Cool down a mine.
You're making potions.
Can I hire them at my bar? because I feel bad for these people now.
If you want.
Because, you know, they just got attacked by vampires, and they're going to send them into a dark mine.
Today, Hutzel is going to his master to to try and see if he can reforge his sword.
You just get ass fucked by vampires. Go fucking
give
work
them all
line.
A drink on the house.
Yeah. Give him a drink on the house.
Hey, drink it off.
You just got raped by vampires and John's going to go somewhere.
Well, Mark,
to a mine.
Why don't you give him some of your money?
That's what I just said. I'll work at my place.
About halfway through the day, everything's going normal. Uh-oh. You decide you guys were going to meet up.
Something's about to happen.
At my new place.
Later on, after you had done your early morning
gallery.
Stuff to...
the rogue gallery.
To determine the last thing. You're currently walking to your friends to deliver your potions. You got your little crate with the potions stacked
there's
in line.
Some potions, man.
Thank you. He's coming back from the prison. He meets you in the street.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Want to walk together for a bit?
Yeah, let's go. Right,
and as you're walking, going to meet up with Mark at the warehouse where he's fixing
rogue
up.
Rogue gallery.
Yes, the rogue gallery.
Is it pictures of you naked or something?
No.
Like it's just a cool
art
name.
Gallery? Wait, it's called the rogue gallery?
That's why I just named it, yeah.
All right.
I was going to call it the Black Knight.
I like the Black Knight.
All right, Black Knight it is.
Yeah, rogue gallery was...
And... Oh, as you're watching, you're just chatting about your interesting encounters, and you're looking in front of you.
Interesting.
And you see all these shadows.
Dead.
Yeah, I've been seeing the shadows.
No. Like right now, you see shadows, like few feet shadows, like all over the village.
These are the shadows, Bobby. These are the shadows.
And you look up and you see all these leaves just falling towards. From the sky.
Damn it, Brian. Now you're giving us bad dreams.
All right, stop moving. Brian.
Are you all right? All right. These are the leaves. These are the shadows. This is it.
This is how the world ends.
These are the things that have been following around.
Yes. This is it.
Do I spot check? Do I see like a form? Do I see how many of them
are
up on the roof?
Should we all do a spot check?
We're not there.
These aren't on the roof. These are like gliding above the buildings.
Oh.
Make a spot check.
17.
All right, you look closely. They are leaf-formed hang gliders, and each one of them has an elf riding it.
Oh.
You would estimate that there's anywhere from 200 of them to 300.
We're being attacked by elves.
There's just, like, it's like literally putting spots of shadow over the entire town.
200 to 300 elves?
The elves are coming.
Step on them.
That's a lot of first ones.
Here comes
one.
Oh, God.
Shout up and just...
Blow him back.
What do you want from us?
What?
Legolas, what is it?
What? What is it?
You see a bunch, a few moments go past, and then you hear people screaming on all over town. Like you see people running through the streets, pointing up in the air.
This ain't good.
You did this.
Hey, I did not do this.
Your dwarven master, you're with him on the forge trying to fix your sword. And you hear screams out, and he grabs a sword and runs outside.
I'm going to turn into a vulture.
Vulture?
Yeah.
Why don't you turn into a falcon? Something that can actually kill things.
Vulture.
All right, you turn into a vulture. What are you doing?
Can I just throw a web right
at
them?
They are real! Bring them all down. You need something to anchor the web at. You can't, like, Spider-Man just shoot a web into there.
So they fly through the street.
What about two buildings?
Yeah, you could do it right above you in the street.
Yeah,
like on the rooftops, have the web just... And it's just laying in the web to get stuck there.
Like a canopy.
Yeah, you can do it right next to you.
It's a real spider web.
Yeah.
Like a real spider web. You go up there and you lean over your butt and it starts to come out your butt.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to shoot a web out of my ass.
That's what spiders do.
You conjure a web across the canopy.
Okay.
You start spiders. To see, basically, these elves are landing on rooftops. Some of them are pulling out bows. You see some with boas.
Oh,
they're like throwing them at like boas
boa?
At like no boas.
Oh.
Like
bolos.
Oh, okay.
Not
the town guards just take two arrows in the chest.
Oh, he deserved God. It.
Did anybody get
these
captured my little web?
Business.
Anybody get?
You're in the bar. You come out. You're about like 30 feet from them, looking up. Over like a canopy.
Your canopy caught elves.
Your canopy caught two of the elves.
Look at that. Here's
and
the elves coming.
He's like another 80 feet from you down the street outside the blacksmith, and you see your dwarven master's like, it's an invasion.
Nice. Elves are coming. The elves are coming.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
We have to find our leader. Someone get me the reindeer.
Oh
They're elves, get it?
I know.
We have to kill Santa.
Well, I got the net.
It's gonna be a tough Christmas
this year.
Maybe
a couple will capture. If I thunder wave, we'll just kind of like shoot them off their leaves and just like hit
the ground. I feel like we need to get to Isan and find out how we can mount some sort of offensive.
First, figure out why he pissed off elves.
Yeah, but they're landing on us now. I mean, I don't think.
Well, yeah, but we gotta organize something together. The city's gonna fall.
Is there any armored buildings besides the jail that we can hide out in?
Do you have
all the buildings are remember just wood? There's no stone building.
So we have.
I'm at my
cover.
Bar, man.
We're under the umbrella.
Under my umbrella, Ella.
Okay, so either we start finding random elves, or
can I talk to one of the elves in the web?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, you're in vulture mode right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can squawk at one of them.
you go.
Well, but I'm gonna fly up there and actually get like a good view on one of the elves that's caught.
All right, you fly up over the web. Now you can see over the town.
Okay.
There are definitely a few hundred elves on the rooftop.
Squawk, squawk!
And some of them are throwing down boas on, like, unarmed people. The other people, anyone with weapons in the street, they're shooting them with their longbows.
They're elves.
You see one guy without a bow in the middle of the town just watching. He's got two swords on his back. And he's just watching the invasion.
He's a leader. That's Legolas. Get to him quick.
The only thing I know is the skull shows me death and, like, Allison sobbing. The last 2 weeks, the figures were getting more stronger and stronger.
Yeah, because they were coming.
The blinding radiance is now mixed with shame and anger and violence, and a voice within the staff warns of the wrath of the firstborn. Okay, is the firstborn?
The elf
is the firstborn.
Elves, yes, and dwarves, right? Are firstborn.
So
the wrath of the firstborn, though, doesn't mean that's one or the other. It could mean both of them.
I don't think the dwarves would attack us. They've been helping
you
us.
You are our enemy. Kill Bobby!
Eason's a dwarf, too.
Kill Eason, too!
We're good people.
What about my staff, though? Can I...
Well,
I do have that flask, too.
That's got to be holy.
Who's closest to... However, it used to have something else in it.
Who's closer to the swordsman?
What was in it before? I don't remember.
The dark one.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Who's...
Do you remember the race of the dark one?
Elf.
Is it elf?
Yeah.
They control him.
Are you so, yeah. After the flat?
What feelings did you get?
Death and sadness.
Oh, so the elf.
Shame
the,
and anger.
The guy with the two swords in the center of town is the guy we freed.
Mm-mm.
No.
Shame.
Shame. They feel bad because the guy.
Who do you think imprisoned that elf?
Them. And you let him free. And
they did?
Yes, and you let him free.
He was evil. He was their evil.
So now they're coming to get you because you let go of their evil one.
I say we go to the middle of town and try and talk it out with the guy with the two swords.
I think Brian should go.
Brian?
He's the one that did it.
Lead the way.
All right.
I'll hang back. I'm going to go sneak.
I'm going to fly to the side and just keep a watchful eye. I'm going to try to actually get to a high roof and then materialize.
Well, can I talk to one?
The guy in the middle of town. The guy in charge.
Yeah,
so you're going towards the guy that he saw on the roof.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm following him.
Where are you going?
I need backup.
I'm sneaking behind them.
We need backup.
On the roof to the side.
People don't know that elves don't know that he's not a vulture that's randomly flying through town for some reason.
I'm sure they know.
That happens.
All right, everyone make an initiative.
There's a lot of death.
It happens.
One.
We get your add your initiative.
Plus four.
So 16.
16.
Plus four. Or
I can't add initiative because of my sword.
Oh.
So you got a one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fastest guy around.
Kazaa, what do you get?
16.
What do you get, Enzio?
What'd you get?
I got a 10.
I have, as always, the most. I have a 19.
All right. As you guys are walking.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get under the building. There's people all through the street that are, like, either tangled in boas, trapped under nets, or anyone with a weapon, they're, like, they have arrows sticking out of them. You get towards the building, and you see the guy just sitting there with the swords on his back, and he notices your approach. And he kind of turns around. Do any of you speak Elven?
I speak Dwarven. It's the first thing in common.
I don't think any of you
speak. I speak Common.
He says something that none of you understand.
Brian has a spell, Comprehend Language.
Yeah, I do have Comprehend Language.
Yeah, but you'd have to cast it.
What can I Comprehend Language?
You can't cast his reaction to him speaking.
Oh. So you just hear, Zazen, Falcon,
Dagger, Baka. It's like The Sims.
Like Jar Jar Binks.
And he points down towards you.
These are people going to die.
Wait, points to you or me?
Well, not you, but
to me.
You guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Enzo, you're first.
Shit, I don't know what we're going to do. We can't talk to this guy.
Well, might as
well
just
he might him. Speak English, or common.
Well, but then Brian should ask him if he's, you know, Fracken de
Deutsch? Fracken de Deutsch?
Deutsch.
All right, what are you going to do, Enzo?
Can I,
You could hold your action.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Okay. You pass, goes to Kazaa.
You can ask language. Cast the spell. You can be like, do you speak common? If not...
Can you just detect language?
Detect language.
Whatever that thing is.
All right. You basically... You speak common. And he drops down in front of you guys, and he's like, of course I do.
Duh.
Then ask him what the hell's
going
on. Yeah,
but is there a way that you can figure out hear his language? So that way
he just said he speaks English!
No, but if when he talks in Elvish, you want to be able to understand what he's saying, so if he tells him attack, you know what's going on. What he says, like, these are the ones that have the world, so we can...
Okay, you speak English. You know, why are you here?
Am I, like, talking to a tree?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
The city's burning. It's going to burn.
They're already attacking, Mark. We know they're attacking.
I know, but if he says something to one of his people...
We didn't have a choice.
You always have a choice. I was sent by the White Council... to make sure that Silsi is not released. We knew his prison had been breached, and we felt that the item had been removed. And then by the time we got here, he's gone. And he's no longer in his prison.
Well, why was the item here in the first place?
We placed it here. Yeah, under the protection of the tribe of people that were there.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad move.
We can help you.
We placed it here several thousand years ago.
Where is he now?
Yeah,
I don't know if they came here. You know what?
We can help you if you stop this attack. We can help you.
We can make right what we made wrong.
Yeah, we can help you make it right, but you have to stop attacking more people or these people.
You guys are much inferior. But it must be part of us.
So I guess now we roll initiative.
We already rolled initiative.
Oh yeah.
Well,
is it my turn?
If you want to take your action now.
Yes.
All right.
Check crossbow and dead center in the face.
You can shoot.
Oh. It's going to happen. Right?
Fights always start with, I'm going to shoot him in the face.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and then Bobby goes, and Mark goes, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We're going to end up fighting this guy soon.
Mark, no. I wouldn't go like that right now.
Dude, I don't think we're going to be able to negotiate with this guy.
We're in a race, but he has no idea where we sent this guy.
He wasn't talking to you.
I know.
Because you're firstborn like he is.
He doesn't know what you're here.
Yeah, and I'm a vulture. Yeah. Can I pop out of form?
You can.
Thanks.
Like, can you fly down and pop in the form?
No. Can we use Bobby as leverage, saying, you know, we're friends with
each other? He knows there's dwarves in this town. There's a few of them.
But you don't.
But you're still a human settlement. There's a handful of dwarves here.
Tell him we're the heroes.
There's nothing we can do to change your mind.
Tell him we're the heroes of Blue
Meadow. Give me Salsi. Right now.
We'll tell you where he is.
We can
tell you
about
the best we can do.
Why are you whispering?
We can give you the flask.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to pop out of four. I'm just going to sit on the top of a building with my legs dangling and just watch.
We can give you the flask.
We know he's not in prison.
But we can give it to you.
Because remember, whenever you hold the flask, you can talk to whoever's in it.
But what if we give you the flask and you can have the beholder go after it and you'll have it back?
I could kill you and take your flask.
We could just hand it to you. You didn't have to kill anybody.
Thanks, pop in the face now, finally.
You can too.
I mean,
good. As these guys are talking, there's nothing to stop you from just shooting.
Which is true.
So you're not going to take the flask at free will. You'd rather just dangle it out.
Something. You see confusion on his face, though. You have something else I want.
I didn't say it out loud.
You have the head of Malum, first of the Archivists.
The Gorgon?
We can make a deal with you.
Recall lore religious. What the hell is that about? 14.
Malum was basically what happened was there was a great war between the two first tribes of the first war. And the gods tried to intervene. The firstborn decided that they were equals to the gods and tried to take their power. However they tried to do this, and the humans aren't quite sure how they tried to do this, it basically tore segments of their energy. There was only two gods. It basically tore pieces of them out, and those pieces became living entities. Like the god of death is only a small piece of the god of darkness.
Okay.
Now, when that happened, certain firstborn bound themselves to these spirits and became like living gods. Solsi bound himself to Ben Solis, the god of death, and became his avatar upon the prime material plane. So he basically became the god of death. However, he was imprisoned by an order of people that were created to fight these basically living gods, and they were called the Archivists. And the first of their kind was named Malum. And he is the one that trapped Ben Solis in basically a crystal in the mainland.
So,
and he turned the crystal as well.
So then the crystal skull is what they're talking
about. We can give you the crystal skull.
Because Malum basically was a seer. He was able to see into the future.
Okay, so it's definitely the crystal skull.
You want the crystal skull. We can give you the crystal skull. If you let you leave everybody alone. You're not going to get it from us any other way.
I'll let you for it. Yeah. I'll let you live.
Now, why would you let me live?
You're funny.
Yeah.
The city's going to burn one way or another, but I'll let you walk out.
I don't know, guys. I say we save everybody. I think we just go for broke on this one. I couldn't just walk out and be like, see everybody.
I'm not cool with letting the city burn.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not cool with letting the city burn, and I'm not cool with dying, especially this asshole.
So
I don't even know your name,
out?
Gent, but whatever it is, prepare to die.
Is it time to cap him in the face?
It's time to cap him in
the face!
Yeah! Shooter! Cap him in the face, the bull! Cap him in the face, the crossbow!
From the grassy knoll, Mark Warner.
Oh my god!
You cap yourself in the face!
Wow!
And he Dade Counties himself in the foot.
The hidden fucking crossbow bolt flies just out of the darkness right across the way.
Ignore that.
Oh, I could just be shooting for somebody else. I'm gonna shoot at that.
Ignore that.
All that build up in anticipation.
Oh my god!
I can still do it.
All right, Kazan, it's your turn.
Oh boy, clear out some space, gents, because I feel like talking. So you mean, by canning him, you let open a floodgate of investigation which will befell you and your kin? And you're also saying that the sound you're about to hear came from freesounds.org?
Well, you know what?
What? Damn it.
I still got another chance. Hold on.
Well, right now we're just being attacked by him, right?
That's great.
That's all you see so far.
Yeah, he hasn't even attacked us yet. I mean, this guy tried him in the head.
He's got two swords.
Yeah, what would Blake do? I thought
kills him.
Does damage.
How much damage is a blight? I mean, it is a level 4.
Well, yeah, I mean, are you going to hit us with that? I mean...
Well, no.
You can hit him.
Blight his ass.
Yeah, I'm going to blight him.
Well, is blight the most powerful spell you have? Or?
It is pretty powerful.
It is level 4.
What if he maximizes it?
That would be 64 points of damage.
Let's do it.
You would kill that motherfucker.
Yeah. Let's do it.
What right. about him? You don't have to roll.
I don't have to roll, huh?
Oh, all right. My God.
You just like fucking blast him. You see his skin shrivel, and he falls to a knee. You see like blood coming out of his eyes, wow. his nose.
You cast a nuke.
I put him in the microwave.
He just nuked that guy.
Set for 20 minutes.
Poor elf. He didn't do anything. He just
ever wonder what happened to Chernobyl?
It was me. He's attacking the city, and he wouldn't negotiate.
This city is going to burn. Yeah, well.
So all right. You. Everyone make either an intelligence or wisdom check.
Wait a minute. How, when I unsheath my, this is just regular fire, right? If I unsheath my sword, how much can I put out?
Everything within 30 feet of me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You got a 4. You got 17.
17.
All right. Only one of you notices.
Everyone's gonna hear it, so.
All the wooden buildings around you are all in this harbor, hidden harbor. So yeah. A lot of it doesn't have land underneath it.
Oh.
Like wooden things.
Set it falling on fire. Set it on fire.
Falling
basically,
into the sea.
Two of the trees that are built in to the houses rip the houses out and stand up out of the ground.
They're controlling the trees.
Oh, God.
Like tree people.
So much walking the movie with the trees doing.
Yeah, one of the trees and
walks
to
away.
Put this... And an easy thing, this creature, you've seen Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Remember the Ents?
Yep.
The dry, looks big like tree that. People.
Yeah, the tree people, yeah.
They're called Trents.
Trents.
In D&D. It hits you with a branch that's about its
we're
arm.
To save its
that's about
ass.
8 feet long and it's like a log.
You guys, not me, I'm hiding.
You take 21 points of damage.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Hold on to your life.
You know from your lore, Firstborn, that. When the firstborn armies march, dwarves use golems as their like servitor creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Elves use trents. They animate the trees to fight as their warriors.
Oh,
crap.
Keyboard elves. They're inside the trees making
inside
cookies.
The trees making cookies. How dare they?
Okay.
So, the guy
I
Brian blighted, is he
this
still
is
alive?
My little...
Yeah.
Yes.
He's still
I'm not
alive.
There.
Here you are.
I'm hiding.
Oh.
So he's on a knee, though.
He was definitely incredibly wounded by that attack. Chester, you're up.
I'm going to ask you a quick question about confusion.
Okay.
Does it apply to tree people? You say yes?
Let me see what the tree people are immune to. Okay, they don't have any resistance on it. Okay,
computer
this is how it's going to happen.
Why,
you can target.
You could stop?
It's only got a certain radius. So you can either hit one or the other, or you can hit both if you allow it to hit Brian and Hustle.
Oh, this is terrible. Are you ready to be a hero?
Wait.
Turn off fair play.
Wait,
Brian.
What happened? Wait.
You hit you with a spell.
Wait, so what do you got to do?
Think about hitting you guys with a confusion spell.
Hit me
you're
right,
gonna confuse us?
But the thing is, my other course of action would be to go into tree shape. Which I'm wondering if I can actually grow myself to a tree like shape like they are.
I don't think you can move like they do though.
Okay.
Here's a question though.
You could become a tree, but like a normal tree.
Oh, do nothing tree.
If you be like, I'm a tree!
The thing is, if you confuse me and Hutzel, that means we've got a commission and then Mark...
I'm going to just cast confusion on one of the tree people, then. It's not worth getting two of my guys out of commission
to
take
like
out two of them.
Randomly flailing tree.
We'll hit each other.
Yeah,
might
no.
Be like the three
what if
it's
randomly flailing tree, though?
All right. You cast confusion, and one of the trees just stares at you.
That's fine. I like a good audience.
Then it goes to Albert.
Okay. Is the big elf still on an E in the center of town?
Yeah. But there's two trees flanking him. To run through the trees to get to him. One is just blankly staring at him. The other one would get to attack you.
Yeah. Alright. He can still hear me, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Alright, I want to use Intimidate and make him an offer.
Basically, I refuse.
Well, basically, I'm going to say this is your last chance. Take the deal that's on the table and leave us in peace, or you can take my sword with you to the afterlife.
Or, take the deal where we...
take the deal that's on the table where you can take my sword.
Do it, Hustle.
And I have Intimidate as my class skill.
Do it.
He looks up at you, says nothing. There's like blood coming out of every orifice of his face. And he just gives you a look that says, if you step near him, he will take his swords and plunge them right up your ass. And he just draws his blades.
All right. And you clap his arms. I guess this is happening.
This is happening.
All right. Obviously, I unsheathed my sword and put out all the fire in a 30-foot area.
Okay.
And you said I can't attack him without taking an attack of opportunity from one tree.
Yeah, one tree. It would have been two trees, but he's currently confused one of the trees.
All right, I'm going to go for it.
You're going to go right for him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man,
Hustle's going tank mode.
Hustle's manning up here.
All right, well, the tree does hit you.
Tank boy.
Can I parry?
Roll for it.
It's a tree.
We're going to parry. The tree. The fucking log comes through, and you're like...
Three?
That brings your... What's your AC? 18?
Yes.
So that brings it up to 21. You got a 24 to hit you.
Damn it. No way, it's not fair.
You take 19 points of damage.
Damn it. So I'm at 40.
Yes. All right, make a con save.
A con save?
What the hell?
He's sitting there, stick swords up your head.
It's not a charisma save.
Yeah, but I...
It's him. He was holding his action just like...
Okay, 15 plus 3, that's 18.
All right. He just flashes really bright, almost blinds you, but you're able to shield your eyes in time.
Nice. So then I can still attack?
All right, make your attack.
Please. 8 plus
9?
17.
That does.
Did you get him?
Yep, that hits.
All right, so two of these in a d6, correct?
Yep.
Plus my strength?
Plus your strength.
10, 11,
12,
13.
God damn it.
13?
While we're rolling initiatives, I should probably talk to you guys about fashion. Because if there's one thing that dwarves know, it's how to represent themselves in a meaningful way. That's why I recommend everyone go to Babe Gang. Yeah, that's right. B-A-B-E. G-A-N-G. Are you a babe? Do you think you belong in a gang? Would you like a nice patch that suits a certain message you need to convey without actually moving your lips? Do you need to tell somebody that are a negative Nancy or an evil hag, or that you might be resisting something? It doesn't matter. That's B-A-B-E-G-A-N-G on Instagram, and they also have an Etsy store. Etsy. That's fun to say. Back to the adventure. Thanks.
He ducks back, takes his blade. He hits your blade. Your blade skids across his two, and it hits the Trent right next to him.
Ooh.
Might piss off the Trent.
The Trent already hit me once, dude. Turnabout.
Yeah, it was Trent. The Trent that hit you, so.
Ross Trent.
Trent takes how much damage?
Trent Rona.
Okay.
Dude, this sword sucks.
Way to go, Brian.
What? I didn't do nothing.
Someone fired a crossbow, to kick this bad boy off.
Yeah, I know. Who missed completely.
I didn't kick it off. Brian kicked it off.
I didn't kick nothing off.
He hit Blight and made the trees mad.
All right, we go to the next turn.
Hey, I knew nothing about the trees.
No, I'm thinking the trees would have attacked anyways.
Yeah.
All right, he swings twice against you.
All right, can I parry?
Yeah, roll.
Can. We're going to help him, but you can try.
Oh, that's damage.
First or second blow?
Second blow?
I was just throwing up gang signs. I don't know. Don't follow my lead, please.
All right, one misses you. Hey, you know, you only get hit by one.
Yeah, which is probably going to do 30 points of damage because it's a giant ass tree.
Oh, there's a tree's not attacking you.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, this is the elf.
And last turn.
You take 9 points of damage.
So I'm at 39.
And he knocks you prone.
He wants to get you in that position.
He's going to get you. Well, the guy you are attacking is the highest level rogue in the world.
Nice.
And we blood his ass, so he's pretty pissed.
But yeah. Waiting from every orifice.
His name is Slade Sion. He is a little over 500 years old. And you have just royally pissed him off.
He's probably going to whoop my ass because...
All right, yep, ends you. Good.
I'm going to go back to the old crossbow.
Yeah. Oh, that was only blood. Right.
8 plus 6. Is 14.
That misses.
Man.
You shoot the arrow and he knocks it down with one of his blades.
Man, Mark, what the frick?
Kazak?
Fucking.
I'm gonna have to come in.
I don't want to, but I'm gonna have to come in. Acid arrow. Burn. Should I do the trigger? What's his face? The guy in front of
us. Hit the one that he's confusing.
No, don't hit the one he's confusing.
Hit the one he's not confusing. Never mind what I said before.
Okay, acid arrow towards the other tree that. Beating the shit out of Hustle.
Trent X.
Trent X.
Alright.
Ross Trent.
Ross Trent.
Yeah, he did not get out of the way. These things aren't really.
They're
fat.
Trees.
So what? Does he roll 2d8 or?
3d8.
3d8, so.
Three of those.
3, 6.
He's now
so
burning.
So 10
bush.
Total. No, 6 total.
Alright, you hit him. He's still burning.
He's burning.
After that, the Trent goes.
Dang, that's a lot of dice when he does that.
And Kazaa, you take 26 points of damage.
Whoa!
You shoot a bolt, and the thing retaliates by fucking hitting you with a log for an arm.
Jesus, we're gonna party wipe.
How are you okay?
He's on the 4.
At 4, yeah.
You're at 4 life?
That was that turn. It goes to Chester.
You have to keep... I can do another action. He's confused. Or do I have to do a check right now?
What if we confuse?
He's still staring at you.
Can you confuse the
can
other
I cast
tree?
Another spell?
Yeah.
Can I cure wounds? Pew! Cure wounds.
Alright, roll 1d8 plus 4.
Hutzel?
No.
Brian. Yeah. He's got like 4 hit points. Yeah, I still have 4 in mind.
1d8 plus
although
4.
I am
come on,
prone,
8!
So I'm probably about to get my ass kicked.
6. That's bad. 10.
10.
So you're up to 14.
Woohoo!
Thanks, start.
Bob.
You're welcome. I'm still keeping him confused.
Yeah.
And after Chester, it goes to Hutzel.
Well, obviously, I'm going to have to try and get up.
I'll let you go.
As you get up, the elf puts his blade down and he goes, just sit this out.
Can I do something? Anything?
Yeah, you can attack him.
Cut off his arm!
But he's like, I don't intend to kill you.
Kill him!
Hutzel's the one that...
Hutzel! Fucking
I knew this was coming. This
don't
is the part John's
fall into
about.
His
please.
Trap!
Can I use the Horn of Blasting?
You can use the Horn of Blasting.
Do I know what it's going to do?
Just say the dwarven word for wind and blow.
Blast away, dude. Blast.
All right. What do I have to do?
Say the word wind and blow.
Yeah, before. But I mean, do I have to roll?
No, just say wind and blow.
Wind.
Wind.
Roll 5d6.
Oh, God. Ten, 11, 12.
Hutzel's character in this.
How much?
12.
Alrighty. You basically blow it. The Trent next to him staggers back. The elf flies up back up into the rooftops, and the house next to you collapses in on itself.
Well, at least I got him off him. Why is everyone laughing?
What's so funny?
You almost said at least I got him off.
I said off of me. Jeez, you guys are such pervs.
I blew the horn and got him off.
At least I got him off.
That's
like
one powerful off. Horn you got there.
Hey, oh, God.
Is it a horn
did Easton give that to you?
Did you get the Easton story?
The Easton
so
story.
I'm guessing I can get up now.
Yeah, you can get up.
Since I blew him half.
Damn it!
It's like going to be fleshlight.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god.
Jeez. Worst session ever. Perfect intro.
Yeah, we do learn a lot about Hustle tonight. He likes blown elves.
He likes the blown elves.
Why?
And then it goes to the top of the order, Enzio.
Yes.
You have two of your beefiest guys beaten to a pulp.
Yes.
He doesn't care. He's so badass. He doesn't care.
I don't care.
The trees destroyed two buildings. He destroyed half of one other building with his horn. And you see fires all around the town. There's like, just on this street, looking back and forth, there's probably like 20 dead villagers on the street.
That's good.
Their blood is on your hands.
Hand.
The entire population of the town is about 90.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Mark. Do something.
You're not blighted people. Why are you yelling?
It has nothing to do with blight.
I probably should.
Got him off of you.
Where's the dude where's that guy?
Blew him right off the street.
I know, but where is he now?
You don't see him.
Don't worry about getting
I literally shook
you. He blew over 30 feet. He just blew right off over the fucking house next to you.
Can I track where the guy went?
He didn't touch the ground. Were you going to track his fucking air passage?
Yeah.
He's going to sniff the air.
It's geometry.
Elf, that way.
You track by looking at the ground.
That's all the
way
down.
By looking through it's air geometry. So someone passed through.
See if I see where he landed.
Mark, we gotta get rid of this tree.
I can't do anything to the tree. I have a dagger, a crossbow, and a ring of ram. None of that's gonna do anything to a tree.
The ring of ram might. Yeah. If you can knock it down.
Yeah.
You have two charges left, I think, don't you?
I think I got a three down because we had a another day. Yeah. Alright, a ring of ram, a tree.
How many charges?
I'm assuming probably two of them would work.
Alright, roll.
He's
off. Does it matter which tree?
Hit the one that's not confused.
Not confused.
Okay, I'll go for the non-confused tree, please, for 1,000, Alex. What am I rolling now?
The d20.
12.
You hit the tree.
Plus 7,
roll
19.
2d6.
3! Nothing happens. The tree is fixing me and Les.
Alright. You hit it. You see some bark blow off the area where you hit it.
What's the point?
Kazaa, you would have done more if you just tagged the dagger.
That's lightning bolt.
Why did you say it in the first place? It's like
you
say it like stab with a dagger.
That's what I always do.
It's lightning bolt, the non-confused one.
Alright. Fucking roll it. 66 points damage.
Well, I don't know, you gotta
I don't know which spells are automatic.
I think all spells usually hit.
12. Oh, does he get any pluses for damage?
12 between 66?
Yeah, wait, no, you wrote three more times. Do that one more time.
66.
Yeah.
66. Oh, no, shit. Okay,
so
12
plus
8,
9. 12. So 24.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good, Brian.
And does he add anything to that?
No, he just rolled 24. What else
you blast it with a bolt of lightning. That you blow off a bunch of branches off the tree. The tree is still coming.
The tree now comes after you and swats you in the face and you're dead.
It is the tree's turn.
Oh god, I only have 14.
You're dead. Nice knowing you. Be a hero, Brian.
I will.
Nobody does that. It just means death's coming. It just means death's coming when it goes.
It just like jumps. The tree, you basically shoot a bolt of lightning, the tree backhands you, and you go flying past Mark, and you're unconscious. You're at negative 2.
John just goes
negative 2.
And you're dead.
Well, I'm out for this one, guys.
And then we go to
Welcome
Chester.
Welcome to my world.
Jeez.
Jeremy's at 17. Brian's negative 2. Mark is fine.
Yep.
My tree rolls.
Oh. The tree is doing something else this turn.
You boy.
What do you wish to do, my...
Oh, boy.
Do I heal Brian? Do
I? This has been a really.
Yeah, I'm gonna take out my phone.
See,
I'm gonna search up for lightning. And give him a little ringling, and we're gonna blast the damaged one.
Oh, you calling lightning?
Yeah, I'm calling lightning.
All right, call it.
Hello,
lightning. Hello, lightning. Are you there? 4d10.
I'm in.
Chester, what's the bottom?
How's the
operator? Can you connect me to Call Lightning? Thank you.
Thank you. Call Lightning, I'm home.
Can you connect me to Tampa Bay, please?
All right, roll 4d10.
4d10.
Okay.
That's a 2 and an 8. Is a 10 plus? 5 and a 4.
So it's 9.
19.
All right, the tree is barely standing.
Yeah.
The tree kind of is like keeled over on his knee nub.
Knee nub.
His knob.
He said knob.
The other tree, the confused tree, actually hits the unconfused tree.
Oh.
Nice.
And kills the basically swings the unconfused tree into the water. However,
trees float.
The tree that was not confused
now is
was the real tree. The other one was just an animated tree that the other one created. So as soon as the other one knocks it into the water, the other tree just falls over and crushes another house.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Be two for one.
Way to go, Bobby.
Way to go, Bobby.
You're the man. You're way
and
better.
And now for 10 minutes, every action, you can just call lightning bolts as your action.
You're a way better wizard than Brian is.
No, that's not true.
I say so.
You
you don't try to kill us.
Yeah.
Brian's always trying to kill us for some reason.
You guys see that there's still like elves running through the streets. You notice there's some commotion at the docks.
To the docks.
Someone got to heal him.
No,
you
got to
heal him.
I'm knocked out.
Use cure wounds.
Don't you have the wounds thing?
As well as taking one myself, hopefully.
Why don't you do the cure wounds for Brian, and then Hutzel can take potions.
Yeah, there you go. Cure wounds. Cast it.
Okay. Roll 1d8.
Come on.
Why do you keep putting your dice away?
Because it's lucky that way.
You say so.
7. Yeah, 7.
All right, that's 13.
Yeah.
He goes to 13. Yeah, all right, there's still elves just running around.
Right.
Some are like bashing in doors, going into the house. You just hear screams from inside the house.
I don't know if we can stop this now. We may have to just flee.
Well, there's got to be something going on at the docks, because John wouldn't say something going on there. There's
I'm fuzzy with that word, flee.
Run? I don't believe it.
So,
awesome viscosity.
The main bad guy that I used the horn on, he's not dead, right?
No. John said just flee.
Wait, he never came back.
Okay.
Because he's really hurt.
So I can't add a charge to the crown.
No.
Basically, Brian really fucked with his ship.
Well, yeah, that light was ridiculous.
64 damage was pretty fucking...
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Alright, so we're at the docks.
That was Brian's most successful action. He's just like, BAM! And the fucking lead bad guy's like, holy fuck no.
It's like that scene in Indiana Jones where he just pulls out the gun and shoots him.
However, light does double damage against Trent.
Oh.
You could have just one-shotted one of the Trents and be like, peace out.
But I already used a blight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, the trees are dead now.
Well,
I'm thinking next time just pick two blights.
After fucked up with you guys last time.
All right, you guys start heading towards the dock.
Yep.
You see that there's what guards are left are like fighting a retreating thing, shooting crossbow bolts at the things.
Yep.
You see Eason next Big Crag, and Big Crag is currently battling another giant tree.
Oh.
Eason sees you and he motions you guys over, and you see people running towards the dock.
Well,
hey, you guys need
we're
some
here.
Help.
Yeah.
Guess what? We just killed a tree.
Don't say that we caused this.
Ryan did it.
All right, you goes over. Eason's like, something's happening.
Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Remember that? Two swords remember that guy he made us go kill in the. Mine?
Not particularly,
the
but...
The bad guys that were in your mine?
Yeah.
They were protecting these guys, like, bad guy?
Yeah, these guys are pissed we let them go.
And we killed the...
His name's Slade.
Guys?
I haven't seen this many elves in over a century.
Yeah.
They normally don't come out of the forest.
Yeah.
Well...
They're really mad.
They are.
At him.
And, well, not me.
At me. Because I let their...
At him. Because he let other people out.
Yeah. So but
he's
still
like,
have...
I don't know about you guys, but I'm thinking about getting out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are we.
We're
going to get out of Dodge.
I have two dwarven vessels that I took back from my city when I came here.
Sure.
Let's go.
Where do you want to go?
You can have one. I'll take the other.
What about the people's?
This room.
Take whoever you want.
All right.
He's like, I think your sister's at the dock.
Yeah.
Sounds good to
me.
I would
take as many as we could.
People's to our boat. Bobby.
Sounds good.
Kiss your homeland goodbye. You're going to the big
city.
We're
going to Green Acres.
We're going home.
Where's home?
Land of the rolling
Wherever
zombies.
You are.
So you guys go down to the dock. You see the people are running.
Wherever you lay your head, that is your home.
You see your master's here. Your master.
Ah, good.
I apologize to him for failing.
Well, tell him it's your fault. So.
He's like, Easton just told us what he gave us. We're leaving in style.
Okay.
All right.
You see in the dock, there's two ships.
Yes.
They have iron sides.
Ooh.
They have smoke shafts in the middle instead of
Ooh, it's a steam
sails.
Engine.
Good.
It's a steamboat.
Steamboat
Willie.
Really, guys?
Steamboat Willie. Bobby got it.
Steamboat is silly.
All right, you guys board your boat?
Yeah.
Does everyone have everything?
Yeah, I think so.
My sister's on the boat, right?
Yeah, you take
Any
her with
people
you.
People you wanted to bring, that we make sure they're on the boat?
Tell my constables.
There's nobody in this town that I know.
Your deputies?
Yeah.
You got your master there?
It was my poor prison.
All right.
And we got the belongings that we needed to take with
you
us?
You guys get on the boat.
Of sword that are broken?
Oh,
His master has got the helm of the ship. And as you guys are pulling out of the dock, you see half the city's up burning. You see giant walking trees, like, walking in between buildings, collapsing them. And you just see elves, like, a few of them fired arrows at the ship, but they're just bouncing off.
Yeah, because it's metal.
As you pull out about 80 feet, you
sea
hear,
monster
you hear like grating noise.
Sea monster.
There's gears on the side of the boat, and you hear them cranking. The metal side starts sliding up over the top of the vessel.
Submarine!
And it starts submerging.
We got a submarine!
Wow.
Awesome. We got a Nautilus!
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I want to remember that guy's name. I'm going to finish him off one day.
We got a Nautilus.
His name's Slade.
Scion.
The elf with the two swords?
Yep, Slade Scion.
We got a Nautilus.
All right.
I just want a Nautilus.
Well, you did it. You wasted another 50 minutes listening to some idiots pretend to be doing something? That means a whole lot to all of us. Thank you very much for your wonderful, wonderful time here at Dungenetics. We can be reached at Twitter at Dungenetics, Instagram at Dungenetics, Gmail at Dungenetics. We have a Facebook page called Dungenetics. Oh, jeez, what else? Oh, personal phone number is going to be 202, I'm just kidding. Thank you again for our wonderful sponsors, freesounds.org, the wonderful, wonderful sounds of Games Brown, and of course, remember to quote a certain contemporary artist, Amanda Palmer. Art is not hard. Get out there and do it. There's no reason that you can't be doing the thing that we're doing in the dungeon. And if you do, wear some safety protection. Thank you. It's dangerous out there. It's dangerous.
Am I a little bit sketched out for being underwater, considering I'm like kind of like a tree person?
You're a little. However, these used to be like the entire dwarven fleet. Because you guys like to be underground,
at the end?
Mm-hmm. And you use mechanisms. There's one more encounter if you guys want to do it.
Yeah, because this is kind of boring. You didn't really learn anything about anything.
I got my ass kicked.
We just fight people. There's no, like, learning of knowledge.
We learned some great stuff today.
Yeah, we did.
I have a bunch more, but there's one more encounter that takes place in summary. All
right. Can we take, like, a rest first?
Yeah.
Since we all got pretty, well, me and Brian did.
Yeah, I'm a 13. I'm not ready for battle.
Anything.
Yeah, you can rememorize the spells.
The next one is a story. A pretty high storyline one.
Okay.
It won't mean much to him, but
that's fine.